USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Alabama basketball player 21-year-old Demarius Miles and a friend, 20-year-old Michael Lynn Davis, have been charged with capital murder after a fatal shooting near the campus Sunday morning. Police say 23-year-old Jamia Harris of the Birmingham area was shot and killed. At this time, they say the only motive appears to be a minor altercation. Miles has been removed from the basketball team. Today is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day in America. It is a federal holiday.
We'll one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream.
The national debt at this time is nearly $31.5 trillion.
Senator Raphael Warnock is warning his fellow members of Congress that defaulting on the national debt is serious.
We can do deficit reduction, but at the same time, the last thing we ought to be doing is playing chicken with the American economy.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, the Georgia Democrat said any shock to the economy would disproportionately affect those already struggling the most. According to most analysts, August is the true deadline by which Congress needs to act on a budget and the debt limit. If nothing is worked out, Treasury could be forced to live hand-to-mouth through a series of interim debt ceiling increases for weeks or months. I'm John Schaefer.
House Republicans are calling for the visitor's log from President Biden's home in Delaware, where top-secret documents were found in various locations. Chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Republican James Comer, on CNN overnight.
A special counsel was called for, but yet hours after that, we still had the president's personal attorneys, who have no security clearance, still rummaging around the president's residence looking for things. I mean, that would essentially be a crime scene.
Wildcard weekend in the National Football League wraps up tonight as the Cowboys will play the Buccaneers in Tampa, Florida. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people. But what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
On day one of President Biden's term in office, he announced he stopped all construction on the border wall between the U.S. and Mexico. Since then, a crisis has been happening, with illegal immigrants flooding the border, with most of them being allowed into the interior of the country. New York City Mayor Eric Adams took a look for himself over the weekend.
On a trip to the Texas-Mexico border on Sunday, Mayor Eric Adams called out the federal government for not doing enough to alleviate the situation and not accepting the financial burden.
We expect more from our national leaders to address this issue in a real way.
Adams said FEMA needs to have a larger role. New York received tens of thousands of migrants in recent months, but noted the city has run out of space to take in any more migrants. In New York, I'm Jerry Barmash.
Climate activists and anti-World Economic Forum demonstrators called for higher taxes of the rich as they joined forces to demonstrate in Davos, Switzerland on Sunday. That's ahead of the opening of the World Economic Forum starting today. More rain and snow fell during the weekend in California, making travel dangerous and prompting evacuation warnings over flooding concerns near Sacramento, California. Central and Southern California will get weather today as clear skies are forecast after this storm for the Golden State. Jamaican authorities seized an estimated $80 million worth of cocaine Saturday from a ship in the port of Kingston. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.